286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Energy affects matter. A good example, well, I used a good example already, the electricity. The harnessed electricity is causing these lights to light up. If you were to turn off the electricity, the lights would go out. In other words, it's lighting up this room. You wash clothes, you plug in the washer. The energy that goes into that washer moves that tumble around, starts washing those clothes. That energy gets those clothes clean. The microwave. You put something in the microwave to heat it up. You turn it on number 3 for 3 minutes, and it can be something that's icy or cold. If it says heated for 3 minutes, after 3 minutes, it's hot or warmed, ready to eat. All right? So that energy affects matter. Come on, you don't have to be a scientist to understand this. The energy from or in your words will affect matter. It will affect people. It will affect your body. It'll affect your children. It'll affect your wife, your husband. Proverbs says this in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer. In other words, words coming out of your mouth, a soft answer turns away wrath. But it says grievous words, angry, hateful words stir up anger. It affects matter. Take, for example, a person that's always talking about they ain't got enough money. Child, I can't keep no money. All these bills. Well, you know what? Your money in your wallet, if there is any, or in your account, is listening to you. And the $1 bill says to the $5 bill, he said he can't keep us. We got to find somebody else's wallet. See, why? Matter. Come on, come on. It may sound humorous, but matter responds to your words. Because your words have, everything's made up of the same thing. You put that dollar up under the microscope, it's got atoms. Same thing. Some people talk about their car. Child, this old beat up jalopy. This is the worst model ever they ever made. I'll never buy one of these again. Every time you turn around, it's breaking down. You know what? Every part of the engine is looking up at you. Okay. He prophesied. Get out on 95 and I just got this thing fixed. You don't know how wondrously and fearfully you are made. As a matter of fact, a whole bunch of stuff, maybe not all, but a whole bunch of stuff in your life today is a result of either you speaking well or speaking negatively. Amen. Your health. What do you say about you? My arthritis. Why are you claiming him? Send Arthur somewhere else. You claiming him, Arthur say, oh, I got a place to live here. I'm staying here. Your house, your neighborhood, anything. Come on, I'm on the quantum level. See, this sounds kind of superficial on the carnal level because people talk about anything and everything. But see, the problem with that is people talk about things but don't talk to them. Jesus talked to the storm. That's Jesus. Is he crazy? You see somebody talking to a tree. Oh, man, that boy crazy. Pastor done lost his mind. But Jesus spoke to a fig tree. He called Lazarus when Lazarus was dead. Oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't worry. He's going to heaven. But Jesus was calling him back. And somebody else had to call him. They said, oh, he's just mourning. He's deeply hurt. And we are. But Jesus spoke into these things and called them into manifestation. Called them back. Amen? How important for us to understand these things. Atoms and electrons. Now, let me take you a little further into this lesson on quantum physics. Now, this I want you to understand. Physics, the law of gravity. The law of physics, the law of gravity says, if I drop this, it's going down, right? If I drop it, it ain't going up. The law of physics applies to all of us. Everyone, anybody that came up here, I hope. You drop this, it's going down. That's the law of physics. But quantum law is different. This is what we have to understand. That realm is the realm of possibility. Here, there are certain laws, no matter what you do, you get that result. An equal and opposite reaction. On the quantum level, all the things change. Everything changes. Amen. Everything, the laws are variable. Now, what do we mean by that? On the quantum level, let's say we're looking under a microscope. This side is what an atom looks like when nobody's looking. It's cloudy. It's like a cloud. It has no form. But the moment a person, you, a scientist, or anybody else looks at it, it takes on a form. Quantum law, this form that it takes on will vary from individual to individual. You may look at it and it take on a form. I look at it and take on another form. And it will vary as many as look at it, it will be different. Now, we saw the law of physics. You drop it, it's falling. Here, you look at it, you may not see what I'm seeing. Now, how could that be? It ain't nothing until you look. And you can try to peek, but it knows you're looking. You look away, and it's cloudy. You try to peek, and it's all of a sudden something there. It knows you're looking. Everything's made up of the same thing. You're made up of the same thing that it's made up of. And it recognizes. Now, the question, how does it know somebody's looking at it? What atoms are doing, they are responding to the observer's interaction with it. How you interact with it is how it responds. Give me that verse, Ephesians 1 and 3. I love the Word of God, and I especially love this verse, among many others. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. That word hath, we don't use it, but it's has. It's past tense. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Come on, tell them like you mean it. I'm already blessed. Now, I'll use this as being the heavenly realm. There, God has already blessed you. But your part is to focus or to interact by looking into that heavenly realm where God has already blessed you so that your blessing can take on a form. Amen. We are already blessed. Tell somebody, I'm blessed. Can't nobody do nothing about it. You're blessed. Can't nobody stop you. Except you. Because see, sometimes our environment, if we'll let it, it'll try to wear us down. We ain't looking for nothing. We ain't still, we just bumping along, trying to make it. How you doing? I'm all like everybody else, child. I'm trying to make it. I'm hanging in there. That's your attitude or your mindset, and you're stuck in the natural realm, in the system, and limited like the world is limited. But there's a quantum dimension, a heavenly realm, where when we start to observe and behold and look into what God has promised us, it starts to take form and shape, and the atoms start to align themselves. The atoms start saying, oh, brother so-and-so believing for a new car. He stopped talking about the one after it broke down. Now he believing for a new one. Let me bring it back a little bit. See, words, hear me, beliefs and thoughts all carry energy. You can get around people. When praying for people or prophesying over people, I lay hands on people a lot around the world, different places. And when I do, I can tell whether they believe or not. Many instances, you know, and if they don't, then we try to work something to break that off of them so they can receive. Peter and John, going into the temple, they beheld a man, and they saw in his eyes that he believed. And when they saw faith, he jumped up and was healed. Jesus saw faith when he saw their faith. Your belief, your thoughts. You can say a lot of times whatever you will or may, but as a man thinketh, so is he. You know, some people say, oh, yeah, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord, while they're complaining in their mind, while they're wondering why God allowed that to happen, and they'll never allow, you know, all of that stuff going on in their mind, but yet their mouth. So that's what they call hypocrisy, because there's not alignment. See, to be truthful, your words need to line up with your beliefs and with your thoughts. You can't come and, you know, you can come and jump in church and go home and be full of doubt. But you'll never see things manifest, even though God has already blessed you. I love that. God has already, see, if God has already blessed me, then you can't stop me. If God has already blessed you, then nobody can stop you but you. Nobody, the boss on your job doesn't determine your cash flow. Hello? The economy doesn't determine your prosperity.
Hi, this is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service time is 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.